listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Sometimes people ask me what my favorite verse is, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have a single favorite verse. I've got a bunch of favorite verses. Sometimes I feel like I have a whole Bible full of favorite verses. But this is certainly among them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Today we're going to talk about our light affliction. That's what it mentions. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, which says this. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I read about a man named Yun Sato. He was 25 years old, and he couldn't find work in downtown Tokyo, Japan. So he made up his own job. Dressed in protective padding, he let people on the street put on boxing gloves and beat him for 3 minutes for the equivalent of about $10. Sato said this. He said, "I enjoy being used as a punching bag. It's another way to experience life. I want to continue as long as my body holds up." Now, most people don't feel that way. Most of us don't knowingly seek out suffering, and when we're in it, we want to get out of it as soon as possible. This makes the Apostle Paul's description of our light affliction hard to accept. Paul might feel like all his afflictions have been light, but our afflictions, my afflictions, don't seem that way. But taking a look at the kind of life that Paul lived and the kind of afflictions that he suffered, well, it changes our perspective. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5 gives us a start in understanding what Paul went through personally. It says this, "Paul's life was lived in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness." Paul certainly did not have an easy life, yet he could still say, "our light affliction." So how is our affliction light? Well, our affliction is light compared to what others are suffering. No matter how bad we have it, you don't have to look far to find others who are suffering worse. Are we really better people than they are? Our affliction is light compared to what we deserve. We often don't like to think about it, but haven't we sinned against God again and again? If you believe God is teaching you through your affliction, don't you have far more to learn than he could confront you with right now? Our affliction is light compared to what Jesus suffered for us. There is simply no comparison between what we are going through and all Jesus suffered spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And he did it for us, not for himself. Our affliction is light compared to the blessings we enjoy. In a time of affliction, we may ask God, "Why do I deserve this?" Instead, we should be asking that question in our times of blessing, which are far greater than our afflictions. Our affliction is light compared to the sustaining power of God's grace. He can and does strengthen us if we will only come to him humbly and anticipate that his help may come through another servant of his. Finally, our affliction is light compared to the glory that it leads to. God has eternal glories to work in us through our present affliction. Olympic athletes are willing to afflict themselves, knowing the glory that it can lead to. Our affliction may seem greater than athletic training, but the glory is infinitely more certain and ultimately more wonderful than any prize this world can give, even an Olympic gold medal. So today, agree by faith with the Apostle Paul and say, our light affliction.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.